Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, every day would be like a holiday. Well, guess what? It's the end of the month. It is April 30th, and we are here on this good Saturday, the last Saturday of the month. And with that, we want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And Ivor Henry, your host, alongside Leon Francis, Mertris Nisbet in the house. And we'll hear from a panelist along the way. Good morning, Leon, and how are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. Good morning to you and all the listeners around the world. I'm happy, I'm well, and Looking forward to another great show.
Very good. Good morning, Mercuries, and how are you doing over there in the great big twin city of New York, New York?
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Mr. Francis. I'm doing okay.
Morning.
Could be better, but I'm doing okay. I'm alive, and thank God. And it's sunny and bright, so but cold. It's still
very
cold,
well.
You know.
All right, we'll come back to I think, Marches, I'm going to summon you this morning. We'll have a double prayer. Liam, take us off in prayer. And Marches, I'm going to summon you to follow Pope Francis. How about that? So, Liam, take us in prayer, and then we'll come back to some housekeeping.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your giving us this opportunity to present yet another show. We trust that you'll let it go on without any interruptions. We pray especially for the ones who are ailing, namely my dear wife, Eunice, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter, Lisa, Bobsy Nisbet, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Mertris Nisbet, Elkomida Willett, Ralston Otto, Wentworth, and Talbert Francis, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunshrop, Willis and Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis Jr., and, of course, Linford McKenzie and all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray for them. We hope you'll just let them come through from their illness. Take them back. Bring them back to their normal selves, Lord. We pray for the ones who make this show possible by their giving us their finances. And we pray for the ones who also support us morally. We thank you for everything you've done for us. And let this show go on without any interruptions. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and much is like I summon you to the podium. Double prayer this morning.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for giving us a new lease on this wonderful life. Thank you for all that you have done for us through the years. We ask for your blessings on us today, especially the sick and shut-ins. Touch them from the sole of their feet to the crown of their heads. Give them the strength to endure their sufferings, whatever it may be. This show, Father, as we come to a closing of an era, we thank you for many years that we've come together broadcasting through this airways. We thank you for the many fans who patronized and participated with us. We thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the many hosts who have had who have had a hand in preparing and bringing this show to life throughout the years. And thank you, Father, as we close these doors, we are ever so grateful for the experience and the blessings. So we ask you, Father, as we open the doors to our new home, CGV, you will not only bless, but guide and strengthen us as we continue to entertain and inform our fans and others around the world. In everything we do, Father, we can't do it without you. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We glorify your name, because none of this would be possible without you. Thank you. Please continue to guide and protect us as we go our separate ways. We ask these things in Jesus, your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, well, double prayer today, and wasn't expected, but what we hear, we're going to be thankful for that. And I would come in and say, well, hopefully all will be well. Like I say, God has never made a mistake, and with him, everything would be okay, okay, okay. Well, folks, as usual, we're going to have our inspirational portion, and that comes via sometimes music, via talk, anything to inspire you. So stand by for that. We'll go at 9:30. We'll have a book of the Bible, and Leon would come through to read a book of the Bible. There's all of 66 books. You can never say you do not have a book to read. We'll be hearing from one of them this morning. And of course, at the top of the hour, we're going to have sports in detail. We're not going to have it as we would have it on Sunday, full force. But Liam will be telling us what's happening on the wide world of sports in the world, especially where the West Indies are concerned, IPL, and whatever have you. We expect to hear from Cardinal. He'll come with birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And of course, we expect to hear from Dawn and Debbie, say around 10:45, to tell us about the good missionary work they're doing there for the beautiful twin island of Antigua and Barbuda. And I'm sure they'll be expanding that somewhere along the line, someday, somehow. And of course, we'll have our usual comment of the day. We know today the homegoing service is going to be there for His Excellency Vance Amui over there in Nevis. So we want you to stand by for that at 12 o'clock when we end the show. That feeding would start over there in Nevis. And there is a site where you can follow it if you care to do so. I think I pulled that up somewhere along the line. I think I have it. And again, we want to say good morning to all of the folks. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. We just want to say hi, ciao. Be with us for the full 3 hours. We're going to be here. And like we say, we're not going away. We're just closing a chapter here and starting another one, as much as would have said in the opening prayer. And we'll give you the call stations along the way as we move forward. Well, I'll take time out to say good morning to Dennis over there in Southern California, in his PJs at this time. And I hope that all is well with everyone. So I'll summon Liam now that he can tell us about his home circle, in where we will, the folks would want to know how things are going there. Liam, how are things?
And nothing new to report, the same old, no new news. No, as far as my wife's condition is concerned, she has not made any improvement, nor has she gotten worse. So we just thank God for the glory and hope that one day she will be back to her normal self. So we are very positive that she'll make a return to her normal self. But it's all in God's hands and He is in control. Thanks for asking.
Yes, indeed. And Matrice, Mama Bobsy, you tell us all about Mama Bobsy. We know sometimes she's up, she's down, but she is above ground. And that's very, very important, like Liam would have just said, about his wonderful wife, Mrs. Eunice Francis. Mama Bobsy.
Yes. Mother Bobs, she's doing okay. She's not here with me right now. She has abandoned me for a while. She went back home to Davis. So, haven't spoken to her this morning yet, but hopefully, and that everything is still doing okay. So, he's fine.
Oh, oh, very well. Okay. Well, well, hopefully she might be able to attend Mr. Emery's funeral. I don't know the procedure there, if it's invitation only, but I know it's going to be held in El Comito Village Park, so that park holds. But anyway, I'm happy that she got in safely, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
With that, we're going to probably, you know, take off into our inspirational portion. So, just want to say good morning to Ma Ruby while we're at it, and that's Ardy Watson's mother. Want to say good morning to her, and hopefully we'll get some good news about her soon. I mean, she's up and about, and she would always say, all parts are not strong, but my mouth is very strong. And so she's very audible. So good morning, Ma Ruby. So speaking of today, Matrice, we're happy to have you. You're holding the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth in the absence of Ma Babsy. So go ahead and do your thing. Let's see. Let me pull up a group of others. Maybe we can start proceedings right there. Thank you.
But as they sail out of sight, far away, I said I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky, going where none ever seek or die.
And soar through the air. Scarce can the natural eye see them up there. Some seek for fame, which so soon will decay. But I'm going higher someday.
Very soon.
Then in a moment we all will be changed.
All of us.
Then when he comes for his bride, come away.
When he church then.
We're going higher someday.
All right, huh? We are going higher, none cap when I retire. We are past the cloud, we are check the Messiah, brother. We not go reach without the spiritual ladder. And so we are go climb to the other place where we need to go. So everybody get up, we now want your tone, yeah, get wet up. A time for we set up, ride up, be pretty and dress up. Pay much to two of that same set up. Oh, no.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday.
St. Matthew, Door Brothers, Jamaica, Mavis, love you.
Yes, indeed. And yes, standing by for the book of the Bible. Standing by for that.
She called her forward and said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hand on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. The Bible says she was bent over and didn't straighten at all. This means that this woman could not look up and see the sky. She could not see the smiles on people's faces. She couldn't even be embraced or hugged properly. And I believe her physical state is symbolic of someone who may not be able to see their future. Someone who may be looking around but can't find anyone that's concerned about how they're doing. You may be there, and all you need is to be embraced or held. But the wonderful thing about this short passage of scripture for me and not the fact that Jesus said, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. It's not that Jesus, he put his hands on her and she was healed. I'm particularly touched by three words in this passage. Jesus saw her. God saw her. True love saw her. The King of Kings saw her. And that's the word which I'd like to encourage you with today. Jesus sees you. God sees you. You might be so bent over in your mind, spirit, and soul that you can't see the light. You can't see anyone smiling at you, but Jesus Christ sees you. He's smiling at you. You might be bent over, unable to look up or forward to your future, but all you need to know is that Jesus sees you right where you are. He sees it all. He sees the pain. He sees the fact that you've been left feeling isolated by those close to you. He sees that you're feeling rejected and abandoned. He sees everything. The fact that you feel overwhelmed or like a ton of bricks is on your shoulders. And just as the Bible says in verse 13, then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. I believe that not only does Jesus Christ see you in your place of need, he will put his arms around you. He will cause you to straighten up in his arms and in his love so that you would know that all things are working. All things have always been working for your good. It's all working in your favor. Now let us pray. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word which uplifts and encourages. Father, I pray in agreement with all who are listening. See us, Lord. Cast your eyes upon us. Let your gaze be fixed on us. For man or woman who is living right now, in need of a touch from your hand, may you see them, Lord. May you see their faith. May you see their desire, Lord. May you see their need. I praise you, Lord Jesus, because you are a God who sees beyond the veil. See beyond the facade that we put on for the world. You are a God who sees right into our souls. I pray and I yearn for your gaze over my life, over my family. Because unlike the human eye, when you see me, Jesus, when you look down on me from your heavenly throne, you see all that's in my heart. You see all that troubles and hurts me. You see all of my struggles and pain. You see the innermost parts of me. And I am grateful because it's only you that can then make me whole. It's only through your gaze that I can have all of my burdens and troubles lifted. I speak the priestly blessing in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26 over my life. The Lord will bless me, and he will keep me. The Lord will make his face shine on me and be gracious to me. The Lord turn his face toward me and give me peace. May this be my reality, that your face will shine on me day and night. That your face will turn towards me each and every day and give me peace. I desire for your eyes to fall on me because they are filled with compassion, with mercy, and unconditional love. I am running into your arms, Jesus, because it's in your loving embrace that I can stand up straight. It's in your your loving arms that I can say Psalms 40 verse 2. He lifted me out of a slimy pit, mud and mire, and he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So the folks, we're here now, and this time we're going to have Leon. He's going to come on in, and he's going to read one of the book of the Bible. At this time, it's at the bottom of the hour. Liam, come on in.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Ivor. And this morning, the book is Zechariah. And Zechariah prophecies began 2 months after Haggai's first message. God sent Zechariah 8 visions to encounter or to encourage the builders of his temple. In chapter 7 and 8, Zechariah called the people to obey God by acting fairly and mercifully to one another. Chapters 9 to 14 predict the coming of Zion King, the Lord God Almighty. Book of Zechariah, one of the Old Testament chapters, books. Encourage the folks to take some time out each day and read a portion of the Bible. It's good reading. It has sufficient material to solve any problem that one is encountering. So that's my take this morning, Ivor, and I hope folks...
Yes, we want to thank you for that, Leon. And of course, gonna go wrong reading a chapter a day keeps the vampires and the devils away. Well, I'm gonna request this one for His Excellency Van Samui. It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. Fuel on.
And now I bear it no more.
Excellency Vance Wentworth Amory, and hopefully it is well with his soul, and of course that's an all-time favorite of, you know, the songs, and I'm sure that at some stage, maybe, just maybe, that song would be played at his proceedings this afternoon. Comes up at 12 noon over there in Nevis at the El Comedio Willett Park. I still think that he has gone too soon. Remember, great man as a cricketer, athlete. He would have done the pulpit as well. He would have done some preaching. Headmaster, banker, politician. And he died serving the people of St. Kitts and Nevis. So we're going to ask the Lord to lead me on, field on. Thorn sings for us. We'll have another. Indeed, that's Phil Thorn, that's Liam's niece, one of his most favorite persons in the whole wide world, paying tribute there to His Excellency Vance Wentworth Amory. His homegoing is today, and we are pretty much serenading him. And what a day to be buried, because we're remembering Marva Jones as well. Today is her birthday. Heartstrong. So we're going to wish her full joy as well. I'm sure that will come up in the birthday hour. But let's get another from Phil Thorn, remembering the late His Excellency Vance Wentworth Amory. He's going to be having his homegoing ceremony today.
There is a candle in every soul. some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle, go light your world.
Something in the background. What is that?
Our achievement of independence on November 1st,
1981. No, no, there is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world.
From her, but it was beautifully done. I think it's the best I've heard. I've heard other versions, and this one tips the cake to me. And of course, we always have played twice. I hope I can get it into our archives when we would forge ahead and move next door. Not going too far, folks. We're going to be going next door come Saturday, and we'll give you the call station and numbers as we go along. But we're remembering His Excellency Vance Wentworth Amory. His homegoing is today, and he would have lived a full life, age 70, but I still think it's gone too soon. Michael Jackson.
Like a comet
blazing across the evening sky. Gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye. Gone too soon. Shining, sparkling, and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon.
Well, here is where we're going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. I really, truly, truly hope you would have enjoyed the selection played. We really honored the His Excellency Vance Wentworth Amway. His home going is today. That will be held at the El Comito Willie Park over there in Nevis. So he's gone too soon. But nonetheless, the Lord give it and he take it away. His number was called. He answered. Hopefully he would have collected his wings, and he's going to be off to be one of God's angels. So Vance Wentworth Amway remembered today. But at the moment, we are going to be rallying around West Indies because we're up onto... We're going to rally around West Indies. That's where we're going to be. And by for Leon Francis... Folks, it is time for sports, and we're going to take it from the international and regional scene where Leon is putting on his sporting gears. So, Leon, come on down.
Yes, right in ready to go. I just want to just announce that Theo is visiting her father, Renville Knight. He is not in good health, so she just took some time off to see her dad. So wish you well,
Theo. So where is that? Where is she?
In Antigua. Beautiful country of, not in Vishaba, but Piccadilly area. So let's see if all goes well in Antigua with her and her two sons. Starting off this morning with some bad news, some sad news, because the body of Wayne Matty Permall was found early Friday morning, buried in a shallow grave in East Burbese County, Guyana. Of course, she was the mother of three and the mother of the West Indies cricketer, Permall Sammy. So condolences are extended to his family and himself and all the ones who are mourning the loss of Wayne Mutti. That's Permall's mom. Sadly, news. And some breaking news coming out of the IPL, because what do we have there? I'll tell you now in a moment. Ravindra Jadeja, he has stepped down from the captaincy of the CSK and has handed it back to Dhoni, MS Dhoni. In the meantime, Gujarat Titans are leading, followed by the Rajasthan Royals in third place, Lucknow Super Giants in fourth place. You have the Sunrisers Hyderabad, the Royals Challengers, Bangalore, they are fifth, Delhi Capitals, they are sixth, and in the seventh position are the Punjab Kings, followed by the Kolkata Knight Riders. And in the ninth position, next to the last spot, are the Chennai Super Kings. And at the bottom of the table, with eight losses after playing eight matches without a point, are the five-time champions, Mumbai Indians. So while we are mourning there, we are also mourning the sad display from the Mumbai Indians. And of course, by now, most of you might have heard that Ben Stokes has been appointed the captain of England. And of course, folks are saying, and he is hot on bringing back Anderson and Broad into the team. We'll see who will be chosen as the manager. News out is that they are, being in England, will be choosing two managers, one for the white ball and one for the red and pink ball. So we'll wait and see. So congratulations to Ben Stokes. Hope he does well. And all and Sanji will follow suit. Some other news about cricket, because the Cool and Smooth tournament is taking the airways with a storm, because it kicked off on Monday with Bethesda Golden Eagles. They were defeated by Pegasus Crushers. Bethesda were the favorite, and that was an upset. The second match, the Liberta Blackhawks, my team, they beat upon the New Winchester Lions. On Tuesday, All Saints Pythons were beaten by Jennings, another upset. And there's a young 13-year-old, Phenom. He is making some waves. He has taken two wickets for nine runs in two overs. At age 13, he is putting in some great performance. The other match, Empire Nations, were beaten by the Rising Sun Superstars. And on Thursday evening, New Winthrops went down to Bethesda Golden Eagles and Pigas. They were crushed severely by the Liberta Blackhawks. So the Liberta Blackhawks are into the semifinals at this point and looking forward to see what is happening. Last night, matches were rained out, as my report tells me, and play continues come Tuesday, May the 3rd, when New Winthrops Lions, they'll be taking on the Pigas Crushers, while the Liberta Blackhawks will be coming up against Bethesda golden eagles. The matches can be found on the Parish League channel over in Antigua. And it should be on YouTube later this week. On Wednesday, Rising Sun Spartans, they are coming up against Gentlemen's Tigers. And the second match, Empire Nation, we take on All Saints. And just a reminder, folks, on Friday, May the 6th, will be the two semifinals. The one on starting at 4 p.m. and the other at 7. And on Saturday, will be the final. The final start, the third place will be on 4 p.m. and the finals will be on 7. Of course, I go for my team, Liberta Blackhawks, and they are looking invincible, but never know, they are due a bad match. And of course, the good news for some is that over in England, wow, where is Liverpool? And why is that Liverpool not easy enough? I don't know why, but they're leading the tournament at the moment. The English Premier League Division 1, Liverpool on top with 82 points, followed by whom? Manchester City on 80 with a match in store. And of course, Chelsea, they are third, way below with 66 points. And of course, Manchester City, they are 80 and Liverpool 82. In fourth place is Arsenal. They are 60 points. Tottenham, fifth. Manchester United, they are sixth. West Ham, Wolves, Newcastle. And in 10th place are Leicester. Brighton is 11th. Brenton, they're 12th. Followed by Southampton and Crystal Palace. Aston Villa, they're in the 15th spot. While Leeds on the 16th. Burnley is 17th. The 18th position in the relegation zone are Everton, Watford, and Norwich. And some news coming out of Antigua is, according to Barbara Coates, of course, we had her, Barbara Coates, on our show, and she was very impressive, but she failed in her bid to become the president of the Antigua and Barbuda Football Association, but she says, I will be back. Everton Gonzalez has defeated her 32 to 28 in a second run of things. She gained some points in the second time around, but not enough to capture the presidency. Good luck and congratulations to Mr. Gonzalez, four times president, and doing okay job. I think many said he could have done a little better. Let's see what will happen. Congratulations to Ms. Coates as well. Our job well done. And someday you will hold that position. And just to tell you also that the Cool and Smooth, who is sponsoring the knockout tournament over in Antigua, has offered the Carista winners for Antigua 2-year contract. They sponsored their uniforms and track uniform and other clothing. So congratulations to Cool and Smooth for our friend, the athletes who won in the Carista Games. And we wish all our sons well. So that's about, one other news, folks, and I'm sure lots of tennis fans are saddened by the news that tennis great Boris Becker, he was sentenced on Friday to 2.5 years in prison for illicitly transferring large amounts of money and hiding assets after he was declared bankrupt. Okay, the 3-time Wimbledon champion was convicted earlier this month on 4 charges under the Insolvency Act. And had to face a maximum sentence of 7 years, but he was spared and given 2.5 years. Sad luck, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. And of course, we just hope that folks can tune in come Tuesday to see the remainder of the Cool and Smooth matches over there in the cricket CCG. And the coverage is great, and it gives you up to date with the exact venue and where you can find the matches. But it's very, very interesting cricket that is being played over in Antigua, because not only players from Antigua, there are players from all around the Caribbean, from Nevis, St. Kitts, and of course the St. Martin, even as far as Scotland. And they are having a good time, and the fans are enjoying it after being star for cricket the past 2 years. So that's my take this morning, and just congratulations to all who won this week, and those who didn't win, better luck next time. And of course, we will be here to bring you the scores each and every Sunday and give you up-to-date news about what is happening. We are hoping to have an exciting guest tomorrow, and we will be doing a lot to promote all the rest that we have not covered here this morning. So that's it, Ivor. Back over to you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Lynn. Thank you. Of course, we're rallying around West Indies, win, lose, or draw. Well, locally here, we're not going to have David this morning. He's away doing a match, that match is in the Central Bird Regional Park on the outside field. So if you look at a match this morning, you can always venture out to the Central Bird Regional Park. But later in the day, at 4:30, comes the semifinals for the night games. We're having Jamaica comes up against Pakistan at 4:30, and Team India comes up against Team USA at 7:30. Those are both semifinals night, and the winner stays and the loser goes home. And so the two winners would meet and clash in the finals. I am predicting would be next week, but this week is semifinals playoff time. We have rainy one in our neck of the woods, though, but nonetheless, you can always have the Duckworth and Lewis formula to predict who will be the winner, or to state who is the winner at the end of the match. Well, we know in the NBA, I don't think you had mentioned that, we know the Heat has moved on to round two. I think it takes on Philadelphia. They would have trounced the Atlanta Hawks 4-1. So, I think the Bucks come up against Celtics. That's tomorrow game. I know that for sure. That's the game tomorrow. Not sure if there's any game this evening. But tomorrow, Bucks takes on the Celtics. And that's in the second round as well. So Miami Heat, they are going to be taking on, as a matter of fact, Miami have home advantage in all of the playoffs. So if they can only hold home court advantage, they would be all the way to lifting that championship trophy. And again, Liam would have said tomorrow, the heavyweight comes in at 6 o'clock, and you will hear much, much more on sports. Okay, we haven't heard from Cardinal as yet, so we will be having birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date that is set to come up a little later in the show. So in the meantime, we'll just carry on as we end the sports. As we rally around the West Indies. Wow, why did it stop? Don't stop. We'll be right back.
tired and gone, and the run don't come as they did before. But when the truth says so, don't you know the desert is come? We've lost the battle, but yet we will win the war.
You're going to get your predictions on that tomorrow. That's going to be coming up at 6 p.m. Leon Francis will host that show. But for now, we are going to do some celebrating. There's some events that would have taken place on this date. We have birthdays that would have fallen on this date. Also, anniversaries. And who's better to tell us? Cardinal Mills, he's going to come too shortly. We will bring Cardinal in to take us away, and of course he has his special fans that he has to greet. Don't forget folks, at 10:45 we're standing by for Dawn. And Cardinal, good morning sir, and how are you today?
Good morning, Iva. Good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning, Leon, Dennis, if you're in, and good morning as well to the special fans. Let me go right on in and greet the special fans, because I know that they're gonna have a lot of things to say this morning. It's a kind of a special day, considering that, you know, the funeral of one of the stalwarts of the New Vision atmosphere, I should say, overall. Sportsman, a politician, a representative, a leader, an educator, Mr. Vance Amory, is going to be laid to rest today in a final ceremony at Grove Park.
Where is Park?
Was laid in our show. Thanks for that correction, Iva. The El Kennedy Willett Park in Nevis. So let me say, I know, you know, my condolences to me and to all the special fans and to all the atmosphere, the community of St. Kitts, Nevis, and the Caribbean as a whole. So let me say good morning to the people up in New York. Good morning, Murphy, Dina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babs and Nisbet. My understanding is that Lady Babs and Nisbet traveled to Nevis for the funeral. I hope she represents us all, and I know she will. Those of us who didn't get to attend. Good morning to you up there in New York. I'm going to come on down to St. Martin, where I'm going to go over and say good morning to Irma. I was wondering if Irma went to the funeral. She didn't say anything about it, but I know she's in grief. I mean, Vance Amory was one of her favorite cricketers, and, you know, cricket is her favorite sport, so we should have known Amory in that respect. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning to all the Nevisians and Kittishans over there in St. Martin. We mourn together. We grieve together. I'm going to say good morning to the people up in the UK, and I'm going to say a special good morning to Omel. And Omel did let us know last week that Liverpool, she toasted us loud and clear that Liverpool was in the number one. She didn't add that her usual accreditation to that, but she just said Liverpool is in number one. Good morning, Omel. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters over there in the UK. Mr. Amory spent a lot of time there because his parents lived in the UK for quite some time, and he visited them on on an occasion. So we would have been familiar with some part of that Caribbean community in the UK. I'm going to say good morning to people over here in the United States. I'm going to say good morning, Elimat. Good morning to the fans, friends, and supporters over there in Fort Lauderdale. And I'm going to go on to say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little brother, Malik, and little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you here from us on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Cutna. Cutna, who always believed that he could have been a better batsman than Van Samuel. But he admired Van Samuel anyway. He admired the style. So Cutna would have wanted to know, well, I could do better than that. So he shuffled himself into that idea. Good morning, Cutna. I know you are mourning and grieving the loss of a great cricketer. You are on that line. Good morning to the fans as well down there in Southwest Miami. Your Cutna comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Hang on. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara up there in Georgia. And, you know, hoping that they too are having a great day as well. Monique and Yvette in particular would have been in high school in the Gingerland area where Mr. Armory was from, and they probably shared the same church going together, you know, where Mr. Armory spent most of his time. He was born in that area. He lived most of his life in that area, except especially when he went off to college and university and things like that. So he would have been well known by Monique and Yvette as well. I'm sure they are mourning and grieving his passing. I'm going to go on down to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne, wherever she is. And you know Yvonne was a fan of Prince Amory as well. Mr. Amory would have been a teacher at the Charleston Secondary School. Well, Yvonne spent a short time there on her initial entry into high school. So and she was pretty familiar with him. And so I'm sure she too is mourning and grieving his passing. Good morning, Yvonne. And let me finally say good morning to our latest fan, Kathleen. And I understand that Mr. Amory's most recent wife is from Munsworth. Yeah, Kathleen is also from. And she would have been familiar with him as a cricketer as well. He would have spent quite a lot of time playing cricket in that area and in the rest of the Caribbean. So I'm sure all the fans, special fans of the Blog Talk, I should say the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, would all be here grieving with us his passing. And I understand either that the funeral is today. Let me repeat that. So good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters. You know, we've got it right here for you. Join us. And like I say, share our sunshine. Today, I know you're sharing our little grief as we turn towards the passing of Mr. Van Samuel. And let me highlight here, special friends, that today is also going to be the last day of our appearance here on the Cricket Show platform. Next week, you can find us on the Caribbean Global Voices platform. So as of next week, we're going to be moving to a new home on Caribbean Global Voices. Still on Block Talk Radio, but our feature platform would be Caribbean Global Voices. So you'll find us there next week. Further on, I'll give you the number for those of us, for those of you who call in by phone, and you know, we will get straight onto that in later announcements. That's it for our friends and special fans.
Yeah. A pleasant good morning to you, Cardinal, as well.
Good morning, Leon. Evan, you want me to go right ahead with the birthdays?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Yes. Good morning again. This will be the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical events for April 30th. Oh.
Yes, April 30th,
2022. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Okay, out of the Caribbean, we have David Halford. And we're going to remember David Halford, who on debut pulled, we have to call it a victory from the mouth of defeat. West Indies having been reduced from 95 for 5, reduced to 95 for 5 by England. David Halford came to the wicket to meet his captain, Gary Sobers. And they ended the West Indies innings on 367 for 5 and attempted to win that match. It ended in a draw eventually, but that's our association with the name David Halford on debut, a century, and saving West Indies from defeat and putting them in charge of a match that we had earlier that morning felt was a sure defeat for England. So our hats go off to David Halford. Happy birthday to you. He's 80 years old. From Pakistan, Salim Malik and Mazur Akhtar. From England, John King, Fred Root, Kit Foster. From Australia, John Watkins and Stephen McGiven. From Sri Lanka, Dilipa Wanasinghe was 41. From New Zealand, Daniel Flynn. From Zimbabwe, Tawanda Mapariwa. From India, Raghuram Bhatt. From Hong Kong, Zain Abbas. Jamaican reggae star and artist, Chaka Demus, who's 59. Olympic sprinter from Jamaica, also Karen Stewart, who's 38. Wilbur Wright, the American aviator from the Wright brothers, his birthday is today. Actor, comedian Charlie Chaplin, his birthday is today. Henry Mancini, and a composer and music conductor. Pope Benedict the 16th, the Catholic Pope, was Pope from 2005 to 2013. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, basketball star, he's 75. Bill Belichick, the American football coach, and six-time Super Bowl winner. And he's been NFL Coach of the Year 3 times. African-American comedian Martin Lawrence. You remember him from The Martin Show. He's 57. Senegalese-American singer-songwriter Akon, who's 49. And former mixed martial artist and actress Gina Carano, who's 40. Chance the Rapper, an American rapper and record producer, he's 29. The wedding anniversary of Noel and Jackie Charles, Simon's relatives, it's their anniversary today. In 1457 BCE, that's before the Common Era, the Battle of Megiddo, Egyptian forces of Pharaoh Thutmose III defeat a large Canaanite coalition under the king of Kadesh. In 1521, the theologian and founder to Protestantism, Martin Luther, arrives at the Diet of Worms Assembly. In 17, 1705, Queen Anne of England, Knight Isaac Newton, the physicist and mathematician. So he became Sir Isaac Newton. The first, when we introduced to physics, we are introduced to Sir Isaac Newton as the original author of the idea of gravity and mass and movement of things. You know, that's not really true, but that's what we've been told. In 1789, George Washington heads for his first presidential inauguration. In 1853, the first passenger railway opens in India from Borribunda. I guess that's the name of Bombay at the time. Bombay is a British name, which we now know as Mumbai, to Thane, 34 kilometers. In 1862, slavery, and I don't like to use the word abolish. I say slavery was modified in the District of Columbia because we still see elements of it. If it was abolished, it would have been all gone. 1900, the U.S. Post Office issues the first book of postage stamps. In 1912, Harriet Quimbley becomes the first woman to pilot an aircraft across the English Channel. And also in 1912, Vladimir Lenin issues his radical April thesis calling for Soviets to take power during the Russian Revolution. In 1924, child labor laws were strengthened in Holland. In 1938, Britain recognizes the Italian... Huh?
Yeah, give me a break there, folks. We're going to bring up the birthday song here a little bit.
Birthday, happy birthday.
Oppression, I force our change. So we fail to get along. They want to in common. The oppression we bear will forge us as one.
Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery
and poor economic condition, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that action will have to be taken soon by we the people ourselves.
Our future state can't allow all our time, efforts and talent to waste.
If we open up our eyes, we could hold tight and make this island a paradise. We can unite, speaking with divided voices. Rise, 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 rise. People, open up your eyes.
Produce, that's the answer, produce.
Develop our own, use our own, and own our own.
Despite our political views,
we must all understand that we are part of this island. And the same cyclic in the wild goes, the same cyclic in the tame. Everybody drifting in the same boat, we all sinking just the same. Some of them are claiming that they have this country at heart, but their actions are showing they're splitting the people apart. And they're pulling and tugging, we so colorblind, we can't see. There's no wonder we are used
and abused constantly.
Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery
and poor economic conditions, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that action will have to be taken soon by we the people ourselves.
Our future sake, we can't allow all our time, efforts and talents to waste.
If we open up our eyes, we could soar the skies and make this island a paradise. We can unite,
even with divided voices.
Rise, 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 rise. People, open up your eyes.
Perhaps
we're opening our eyes because we have an eye that is open wide, 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 and doing some humanitarian stuff here for all of the people in Antigua and Barbuda. Two beautiful ladies, of course. We have Debbie and Dawn, and they're with us already. And it is that time of day when we do introduce them. And they will tell us what's been happening over the past week, when they would have last told us all of their adventurous things and undertakings. Good morning to you, Debbie and Dawn. You are live on air on this Saturday morning entertainment show. People are listening. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Debbie. Good morning. Happy Saturday. And welcome to all of your many audience that's out there that's listening. Both in the diaspora and in Antigua itself, we welcome you. We thank you for listening. We thank you for engaging us every Saturday. We thank you for the cricket show that is always open to us. And we are grateful. We are thankful. And we are blessed to have this medium in which we can come on and we can basically, you know, invite listeners to know what we're doing. So we are part of the Antigua and Barbuda CARES. Currently, we are assessing our what we're doing for the year. We are still working on that. The pandemic has not been easy. And, you know, I was listening to someone the other day, and they said, you know what, let's not use the P word or the C word. The P word is the pandemic, and the C word is COVID. So, you know, it has basically, you know, hampered a lot of things that people can and will do and still do. But we still go ahead. We forge ahead by the grace of God. Just wanted to thank all of the members of the group currently: Dawn, Cochran Curtin, Travis Brown. Hail up to Travis, who is currently in Antigua. He has a show putting on tomorrow night in reference to the Labor Day event, because Monday will be Labor Day in Antigua. And I pray everyone who is doing Labor Day that they be safe and they be well. Abina St. Louis, a doctor's family, which is Sarah Gedd, who does the soup kitchen down town for all of the families. They provide a hot meal each day to anyone who is looking for a hot meal. And also, they deliver meals to people. Claudina, she's from Barbuda, who is helping us do the assessment as to what is needed in Barbuda. Earl Francis, far right from the Blaze Show, he's also one of our members. Pastor Wendell Peets, he's from the Church of Refuge down in the Grace Farm, Green Bay area. And he works directly with Shanita, who is part of the Smile Foundation. And once a month, they both give out food in the either the Green Bay or Grace Farm area or down at the soup kitchen. And they also give out clothing to any families that is in need. They're very resourceful in terms of that. And Veronica Anthony, we thank them for, you know, always being on board with us. Right now we're in the phase in which we're trying to assess how to move forward, and sometimes that gives you fresh ideas, fresh brains, fresh ingenuity in terms of how to move forward. So I just wanted to thank everyone us every week, and who would like to donate, who would like to come on board. I know they're different. And Tracy Henry, man, I forgot Tracy this morning, is another member. But I'd like to give, a shout out to anyone that's out there. And I also like to say this, there are other groups that assist in our brothers and sisters in Antigua, and we thank you. Because we know that we can't do it by ourselves. So kudos to all of the other groups that's out there that's making it happen, that is working behind the scenes to help out our brothers and sisters in Antigua and Barbuda. So, if you'd like to reach out to myself, you can reach me at debbycampbellnyc@aol.com. That is debbycampbellnyc@aol.com. I can be reached at 845-820-6598. I'm on Facebook at Debbie Simon, or once again, WhatsApp, regular phone, email, text, I'm available. So I just wanted to say thank you for listening to us every week, and thank you, you know, for regardless of whether or not you're helping us directly or you're just listening to us, thank you. If you're helping other Antiguan groups, we thank you. Dawn?
Hello, everyone. Good morning, as usual. I'm very happy to be here today. God has brought me to another week, and I'm still able to continue the work of God in Antigua and Barbuda along with Debbie. So we'd like to shout out to everyone who is listening on the Sound of Our Voices today, and especially those at the radio station listening. So we have been working towards accomplishing many different tasks. One of the tasks that I was referred to do is also try to get other associations to be involved with us. So I believe that is coming together right now as we speak. I was able to be in a meeting with the group as of last night, and so they just added me while I'm talking to you guys right now into their group. They're in Central Florida, and of course they're our Antiguan's group. So as soon as I get permission for them to mention their name, I will be mentioning the name as soon as Debbie and I are able to speak with them again one more time, because I believe that they have something to offer. They are already helping by sending things down to Antigua. The young lady, her name is Denise, and she's the one I've been contacted, myself and also another gentleman. So all the people that are from Antigua are in this group, and so Debbie and I are assessing and evaluating how we can work together with them. We welcome any group that are interested in helping and come together as one, because we are one people under God. So we want to bring other people in our group as well as be in their group. So things that are going to happen is going to happen very fast for our people in Antigua. So I believe that with the progress we're making right now, we are going to be able to deliver more news to you guys, I would say maybe even next week, about who we are and what we're doing with them as we go through this process. So I'm happy that we have made a choice that we can also add our people, because we have a much need in our country. And so we can do it on our own. So we are happy to include that group with us and us with them. So working harmoniously is what we need right now. We need to be together as a people, especially if you're from Antigua and Barbuda. We are interested in helping our brothers and sisters that are there. So with that being said, again, my name is Dawn Cochran Curtin. Of course, I'm in the Kansas City area. And I also want to have you guys pray for the people here, because a lot of them have lost some houses and buildings as of last night in a tornado. And so these are people that usually try to connect with me. So I would love you guys to pray for them, because I know no one has died because of what happened. But also, my phone number is 785-554-5628. That is the best number to reach me. Also, my email is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697@gmail.com. We are still accepting monetary donations, so we can send the barrels that are currently with Debbie and another donating, a person that's donating. And so we'd like to get the barrels down to Antigua. And so if anyone is interested in helping us out, please give us a call, myself, 785-554-5628, and also Debbie Campbell. She just gave you your number, and she will do it again. So that way you guys can call her. Also, both of us will do Cash App if you want to give us a donation. You don't have to give us thousands of dollars unless you have it, but we are welcoming any donation we can get. Also, do know that if you want to send something on your own, we can guide you on how to do it and send it down to Antigua. So with that being said, I would like to have Debbie come on again and give her phone number as well, since I don't know it by heart, which is terrible. But anyway, so Debbie, can you just give them your number and your email?
Absolutely. And no one knows my telephone number before, because everybody have the stuff programmed into everything. My number, once again, is 845-820-6598. And I have approximately, and counting, 13 barrels to be shipped. So if we can get in, there's a gentleman that has 7 barrels. I have 3 barrels here, stuffed with 3 barrels here. There's, so that's 10. And I got a call from a friend of mine. She is selling her house, and she has 2 to 3 barrels filled with items to donate. She doesn't actually have the barrels yet, but the assessment is 2 barrels. So that's about 13 barrels. I went and I visited with Tracy on Wednesday. We met up, and she gave me a bag filled with another set of baby clothes, et cetera. So, I mean, by the time we can get this ship, I'm sure it will be a total of 15 barrels that we have to ship down to Antigua. So any help will be greatly appreciated.
Yes, that is a lot of barrels, guys. Come on. Let's help us get this down to Antigua so we can assist the people that are in need. Shanita is ready. Pastor Pete is ready. So, guys that are listening, please help us. You may be able to go to your bosses, and if they need a tax write-off, we can still do that for them. If they need just to donate to us to ship the barrels, that would be much appreciated. All right? I'm happy to hear that from Debbie today, that we have 15 barrels to ship down to Antigua. If you have an organization that you're associated with, or if there's a company that you know that would like to help us, please contact Debbie and myself, and we will get it down to Antigua. Thank you. I feel so much energized right now as I'm speaking to you guys to continue to work with Debbie. I will never give up, and neither will Debbie, okay? We love our country, we love our people, and we're going to be here until God says we're no longer able to be here, okay, guys? So that is my appeal for today, is to get everyone involved in shipping things down to our country. And I know you guys can do it, okay? Thank you very much. You guys have a great day. Debbie, take
yes.
us out.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so I just want to say thank you guys once again for having
me.
I can hear you.
Remember, next
thank
week,
you for
we're going to be having a new number.
Yes, I do have the new number
yes.
that you guys gave to me, and I have the new name as well.
Yes.
Caribbean
okay.
Global Voices. Yes, sir. I have it, and I have the phone number. Would you like me to tell you what it is?
Let folks know where they're going to meet you.
Okay. Debbie, did you hear everything?
I heard everything, so you can go ahead and give them the new number that where we'll be at.
Okay. The new number is going to be area code 563-999-3693. 563-999-3693. And it is also going to be on the Caribbean Global Voices. Am I correct, guys?
Yes, the Block Talk Radio.
Yes. If anyone is hearing this today, if you didn't get this, feel free to text me or message me or Debbie, and we will send that number to you as well, so that way you guys can call in. And I would like you guys to start calling in with questions for us. And if you have opinions, and if you have something that you would like to contribute to us, you can definitely call us on this radio show, okay? Thank you so much for allowing us to come on every Saturday.
Yes, your name. Okay, Debbie, you can go ahead and wrap it up. And I'm sure Liam would have something to say too much. Go ahead, Debbie.
Yes, just wanted to say thank you again. Once again, we look forward to being on the new channel next week. And we hope, you know, we hope that people are listening. Once again, we have 50 barrels going out. Your assistance is needed. If you have things that you actually want,
yes, go ahead.
Yes. So thank you and have a great Saturday. Well.
Okay, let's see. Leon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm very much here. I just wanted to say thanks to Debbie and Dawn for the input on the cricket show over the past few weeks. As you know, you're going to be on the new platform come starting Saturday. We wish you well. And we will indeed be continuing just doing cricket only on Sundays and obviously at times of need. But we just want to thank you guys for what you're doing. You're great. Your work has not gone unnoticed. In Antigua, they appreciate anything that is done by us over here in the diaspora. And what you are doing is no mean feat. I've been there before, and I know how difficult it is. So, but what you are doing is really, really encouraging. And, of course, we are here to help you anytime you need us. We will still maintain the old number. But we are really concentrating on cricket, and we hope that all goes well with you and the group. And, of course, Travis is my buddy from Youth, and we will. And, of course, I got a call from Veronica this week, Veronica Anthony, you know, and she was wishing me well and wishing all of us well. So your guys are in good hands and doing the wonderful things, and we are really, really proud of the work that you are doing. God bless you.
Thank
all
you.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We look forward to next week, and we look forward to continuing our work that we do in Antigua. And we thank you very much, Mr. Francis, for allowing us the opportunity to get on the radio. And this is going to spread worldwide, not just around here. It's going to be all over. This radio station is going to be known.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
all right. Thank you, guys.
Yes, we appreciate you guys, and may the rest of the day be the best of your day and continue the good works. So,
all right, thank you so much.
We'll see you next week on the radio.
Yes. Yes, okay. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate coming on every Saturday. We will continue to work, Debbie and I. Thank you all so much. You're making my day very happy.
Indeed.
Okay, very well. Okay,
bye-bye. Well, that's one with the humanitarian work. Let's fortunately in Antigua and Barbuda. And there was about a tornado over there in Kansas. I didn't hear about it, so we really have to keep those folks in mind. They said there are no deaths, but material things would have been displaced. But nonetheless, life goes on. We've been through that. We've been there, done that. So let's just keep those folks in mind. But folks, I'll take this time at the top of the hour. About the warning. But they got into Cardinal's archive. Actually, that's my fault. So I had been saying the wrong one was sent to Cardinal. When he spoke about Holford and everything there, that was on the 16th. The week that we were not there. So apparently, the good Lord must have said, folks needed to hear something about the great man, Garfield Sobers and his cousin, David Holford, because I remember Cardinal including a test match away on Holford. But we are going to do justice to Mr. Watson, because he would have taken time out to formulate all these birthdays, anniversaries, and events that happen on this date. So, Cardinal, if you are in a position, we are going to get that up and running before we get into the chit-chat, and hopefully we'll hear from Lynette in St. Kitts to tell us what's happening there in terms of, especially the funeral arrangement for His Excellency Vance Wentworth Amory. And I sure she'll want to tell us the state of play when it comes to politics and election, or the Speaker of the House and all that stuff. Things would have changed. And in the business, of course, we will have that. But, Cardinal, let's go ahead and do justice to his anniversary.
Yes. We apologize.
That's Marva Jones. Let me remind you. They would have put Marva, but the birthday their mother, Marva Jones, today is her birthday. When you get to that, I think it's just the in short and bomb. So.
Oh yeah.
Anyway. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right then. I apologize to the fans for that little mix-up. You know, it happens, and it's going to happen again. There's always going to be the mix-up, but that should not discourage us from carrying on, make repairs, and move on. So I'm going to make the little repairs now and talk about the birthdays and anniversaries for April 30th instead of April 16th. This is day 120 of 2022, and this is by the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson from out of Australia. Today is Ian Healy's birthday. He's 58. Ashley Nofke, he's 45. From out of England, Danny Briggs, Walter Keaton, Alan Wharton. Out of South Africa, we have Chris Morris, Aston Murray, Luke Philander. Out of the West Indies, Terence Webb. Out of the Virgin Islands, he's 53. Ramnarayan Satagun, out of Guyana, he's 40. From India, we have Rohit Sharma, who's 35. From Ireland, Andy McBride, who's 29. From Scotland, we have Aske Omraj, who's 26. From New Zealand, Brandon Diamante, who's 41. From Singapore, Ariaman Sunil, who's 22. Today is also the birthday of American actress Kirsten Dunst. You know, if you movie fan, you'll remember her from Spider-Man. American singer Amanda Palmer. Israeli actress Gal Gadot. Remember her in Wonder Woman. Travis Scott, African-American rapper. Isaiah Thomas III, former American professional basketball player and coach. Arian Pasdar, American film actor. Today is the birthday of Marva Jones, you know, one of our special fans here. It's also the birthday of Jamaican singer Barrington Levy, an American singer, Benny King. Stand By Me. Remember Benny King? He died in 2016. Jane Campion, New Zealand film director. The Piano, if you remember that one. Stephen Harper, the 22nd Prime Minister of Canada. Jacob Blake. Remember Jacob Blake? That's the young black man who was shot multiple times in the back and it ended up seriously injured, and I think he's probably paraplegic, but he's some state of disability. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, in 2020? In 1492, it is said that Columbus is given royal commission by a Spanish monarch, Isabella and Ferdinand, and financed his first trip, which ended up in the Caribbean. And it became a great discovery, as the story is told. In 1803, Chancellor Robert Livingston and James Monroe signed the Louisiana Purchase. Remember, Louisiana was first owned by the French. But Haiti put so much heat on the French that they had to give up the Louisiana to the U.S. A lot of people don't make that connection. Little Haiti, a triumvirate of leaders, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Henri Christophe, and Toussaint Louverture, in the struggle for the independence and liberation of African people, put so much heat on France that they had to give up their territory in Louisiana. So they sold it to the United States. Because I think the United States threatened them and said, if you don't sell it to us, we're going to put some more heat on you, in addition to what Haiti is putting. Okay. Not that they want to protect Haiti, but they want to protect American interests. That was a $15 million purchase. And remember this, sometime later in 1917, they purchased the Virgin Islands. $25 million purchase. Oh boy, selling people at great rate. In 1926, aviator Bessie Coleman, the first American woman to obtain an international pilot's license, died after her plane crashed during a rehearsal for an aerial show. In 1938, the first televised FA Cup final takes place between Huddersfield Town and Preston North End. In 1939, the first regular television service starts in the United States. In 1940, Air New Zealand, then known as TEAL, makes its inaugural flight with a flight from Auckland to Sydney, Australia. It later becomes the first airline in the world to boil hot water in flight to offer passengers hot tea and coffee. Wow, look how we have grown. And now they take all that back. You can't even get a cup of hot water on a flight anymore. In 1945, Adolf Hitler commits suicide. That's in 19, you know, and that was the official end of what was called the Second World War. When Adolf Hitler commits suicide, by swallowing a cyanide pill and then put a gun to his head and pull the trigger. The peace was consolidated some 8 days later, on May 8, 1945, when the Germans issued an unconditional surrender. That, they say, brought about the end to the Second World War. Our war should have ended after that. But instead, they just can't keep their hand out of war, innit? In 1961, Fidel Castro, and you know who he is, received the Lenin Peace Prize. Great leader and statesman, the Honorable Fidel Castro, who led Cuba to the independence in 1958, and it is independent up until today. I hope the Cuban people, in memory of the great Fidel Castro, would maintain their sovereignty. So far, so good. They're doing that. In 1974, U.S. President Richard Nixon hands over partial transcripts of the Watergate tape recordings. You think criminal action coming out of the White House is just beginning? Right back in 1975, it happened. In 1974, it happened already. Remember, Nixon resigned later that year, even though earlier in the year he was seen holding up his hand and said, "Look, I am not a crook." In 1975, what is called the fall of Saigon, in what is now what was then South Vietnam, the capital of South Vietnam, Saigon is now called Ho Chi Minh City. Ho Chi Minh was the leader who started the revolution for the independence of Vietnam. And that marks the end, the fall of Saigon marks the end of the Vietnam War when South Vietnam surrenders. In 1977, human rights groups Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo began protesting at the forced disappearance of thousands under the military dictatorship of Jorge Rafael Videla in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Brutal dictatorship that was. In 1980, you got a couple more at that time, and those were backed by colonial forces. Remember Augusto Pinochet over there in Chile, who took over after the invasion of Chile and the ousting of Salvador Allende. Pinochet was supported by the world of white supremacy as he brutalized young men and women in Chile who protested his brutal ways. In 1989, the www. era was started. It was first launched by the public domain CERN scientist Tim Berners-Lee, making the software freely available to all. That's where you go on to go onto the internet. You remember that, right? In 2002, a referendum in Pakistan overwhelmingly approved the presidency of Pervez Musharraf for another 5 years. That's another crook. 2008, David Blaine sets a new Guinness World Record for holding his breath underwater for 17 minutes, 4.5 seconds on the Oprah Winfrey Show. In 2013, Willem Alexander becomes the first male monarch of the Netherlands in 23 years, following the abdication of his mother, Queen Beatrix. In 2018, the world's oldest known spider, a female, died after being killed by a wasp. Oh, that's a insect war in Western Australia. It was 43 years old. Imagine an insect living that long. Wow. Oh, that was nice. Is it an insect or is it? No, spider is not an insect. A spider is what is called an arachnid. Yeah. He was 43 years old. The wasp is the insect. What you call it? Creature war? That's unusual. Anyways, that's it for the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes of today. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank you. So we had birthday and a half. So, folks,
yes,
11:17 in our neck of the woods. And we go until high noon. Don't forget at the top of the hour, that's when the homegoing celebrations would have started over there in the El Comito Willie Park for the homegoing services of His Excellency Vance Winkworth Amory. And there is a website that you can view it on. That was sent to me. It's on the YouTube. I'm sure if you tune into the maybe YouTube, maybe his name, you'll be able to get it. I'll have to look that up somewhere. I know that for a fact. I think Marcus was the one who said.
Yeah, I'm getting mixed messages here because it says it's scheduled for 3:30 p.m. and then some earlier message I got earlier said that it was going to start at 11:30 a.m. this morning. I don't know which one is the truth. So Which one is that?
I heard on the news on 12 o'clock, and, you know, maybe there are some viewing, maybe before 11:30, but...
Preliminary.
I said, maybe that's
when we have some preliminary
comes in. Oh, boy. Well, what can we say?
I've lost your voice, Ivor. I mean, you seem as if you've gone far away.
Yeah, I guess you didn't hear me there just now. We're looking for.
No, you're back. Now you're back.
Yeah. Device. Where did you put that device? Oh, it's down here. Yeah, well, one of it is his homegoing services today. The time, don't know. But I found it unusual, though, Cardinal. The state was in a 10-day mourning phase. I know people normally get 1 day. 2 is seem to be mighty for any state official. So for him to be having 10 days, I found that very, very unusual. The island state, he did a couple of days in St. Kitts and a couple of Nevis. But the mourning phase was for 10 days. I wonder if he had anything to do with the turmoil that's taking place over there and sink it in terms of the political atmosphere. I don't know. Lynette says she was trimming someone's trees, her trees, this morning. So we had, she sent a note saying that the gentleman is there putting trees. Or it's a... It's a tree in itself, or is she just chopping wood? I don't know, but she's not. We're not.
Well,
and it's chopping. Yeah.
Just speaking about the turmoil in over in St. Kitts and Nevis, I mean, there is turmoil all over the world. The pandemic, as it is said, as it is called, it's also part of a turmoil. With all of the misinformation that has been disseminated around that issue and all of the fear tactics and intimidating and frightening people, that thing, that creates turmoil. The turmoil over in the Ukraine, the turmoil in the United States, you know, it's all happening. And I was speaking to an older lady yesterday, Thursday, and she said to me, it's a sign of the times. And I'm not sure that it's so much a circumstance of time, because I continue to say it is a condition that has existed for some time, hundreds of years. You know, I'm saying, I look at the Ukraine and I'm saying, this is what's happening in the Ukraine is a European cultural tradition. You know, and it's something that you can be as sorry for people who get killed. You can be as sorry for people who are rendered homeless. But it's a turmoil that we can't do anything about. Because this is about people who are disposed, on either side, who are disposed to indulging the principle of human degradation. You look at the United States and what's happening here, it's the same thing. You know, if we weren't so disposed to devaluing or dehumanizing people, we wouldn't have these turmoil. You know? So whatever it is our failure to live up to our obligation to fulfill our human responsibility. One of the most interesting topics that I've looked at and I've discussed before is this Second World War. Supposedly, the Second World War ended when Hitler committed suicide. 8 days later, the Germans surrender. That's 1945. 14 years later, the United States was invading Vietnam, even though they said the Second World War is going to be the war that ends all wars. 14 years later, they were entering Vietnam and telling Ho Chi Minh, you don't have the right to orchestrate against the French for the liberation of the Vietnamese people, because Europeans had the right to establish their power and exercise their authority any part of the world that they choose to. Mind you, this is after 1936, when Haile Selassie said to the League of Nations, you can't continue this thing because we would never know peace under those circumstances. In 1963, Haile Selassie said the same thing to the 27 years later, Haile Selassie said the same thing to the United Nations. This is the great body that is charged with this responsibility of bringing harmony among the nations. It has failed. So who can trust it? You understand? This is the war, the Second World War in 1945. Ever that was before me and you born. This was supposed to be war that end all wars. Yet still, we have the persistence of wars against people who are not even interested in wars. Doesn't it boggle the mind? Where is that superior intelligence that enable people to resolve conflicts? Where is that superior intelligence that Europeans came out of Europe and promoted themselves as having, and give them the right to impose themselves on the designated savages of colonized territories, the indigenous peoples of the Caribbean, the indigenous peoples of North America, the indigenous peoples of Asia? Where is that intelligence that they told us that they had that made them a superior race? And they can't resolve their own problems. How are they going to resolve problems on our behalf? What gives them the authority to claim, to administer human affairs? These are questions that we need to start asking ourselves when we start talking about turmoil. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes. Well, like you said, you would have filled in the blanks there. And again, we are concerned about the timing. We want to give factual information about the homegrown service for Van Samuel. We're trying to get in touch with Lynette to see if we can get the official date, but no one seems to know. I mean, I thought it was 12 all the time, and now some people are saying 9, some are saying 11:30, 12, and 3. I just said 2 o'clock, something like that, Cardinal. So why are they making things so complicated? I mean, it's just give a date. It's a state funeral. I think everything should be coming from the state. I don't know if Nevis has been left out of the planning, because up until Thursday night, even the Honorable former Premier Joseph Parry did not get an official invitation to attend, especially where seating is involved. And the opposition, even the leader of the NRP, she was on radio saying that. So I don't know if blame should be cast to say, well, the Nevis Island is saying it's a state funeral, it's over federal government. Our federal government is saying so we are accommodating it, but Nevis should have a hand in it since he's going to be buried on Nevis. And he was a former premier of Nevis first, even before being a parliamentarian in the federal government. So I know a lot of things happen after death with the people in terms of, you know, settling issues. But a burial should not be this complicated. Especially where you're talking about other people's time, if they want to show respect. I think when you attend the funeral, or if it's going to be online or what have you, you give up your time. I think you do that because of respect. Except for when my father gave a story one time, when he said when he attended a funeral, and the name that was given and that he know of the passing of the person, he attended. But when he heard all the nice accolade being said about the gentleman, and in particular by some people who were saying the thing they were saying then, he made a request to have the casket reopened. And he said he wanted to make sure that they're speaking about the same man that is in the casket, because he could not believe his ears for what were coming out of their mouth now that the gentleman has passed. So, channel, we leave that there for now. I thought we'd have got some clarification. I thought we'd have had something about turmoil that's happening over there in St. Kitts. My understanding is that the governor was summoned into the fray when the member of parliament wrote to him, the governor, and said that Dorothy Harris no longer have the full support of the majority of the elected members, and they were putting their support behind the Deputy Prime Minister, Sean Richards. Now, we all debated it and said, I do not think it can happen that way, since a government has been installed. It can only have one government at a time. Since then, my understanding is that the same gentleman who have asked the governor to intervene, as a matter of fact, the governor wrote back and said he's seeking legal advice, so he did not have a response in their favor. But in the meantime, my understanding is that they now have gone and filed a motion of no confidence in the House of Parliament for the Speaker, that is Mr. Michael Perkins, an Evision by birth. And now he in turn wrote them back and said now he is seeking legal advice. So I know he was passed in Parliament since in the Douglas reign, the Labour reign, when a motion of no confidence was filed, and it came to a stalemate, because the constitution was not clear as to when and how it should be brought before the House to be tabled and to be voted on. Curtis Martin, the former Speaker of the House, he seeks legal advice, but he came to naught because it was never called and election was held and the government was changed. This time, on a promise that they would change things, this new government, when they were installed, they did something. They got in the House and they said, once a motion is filed, it will come to the table to the Parliament within 3 days, or 21 days, I think that's what it is, either 3 days or 21 days, day 3 and 21. But they put a timeline in it, as opposed to a vague notion that it can be called by the Speaker whenever he feels like. So now again, the same man who presided over the proceedings is saying he needs legal advice of something that has been tabled in terms of a timeline and time frame when this thing should be heard. It is mind-boggling. I don't know if you heard anything about that, Leon, or Cardinal, or anyone else for that matter. You can call 515-625-9850. You can tell us what's actually happening. Leon, Cardinal, anyone?
No, well, I didn't hear much. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Leon. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm saying I didn't hear much about what's taking place in St. Kitts, but it looks very much as if it has to be a situation where they may have elections shortly.
Yes.
I'm not
shaping up that way, but things, go ahead, Kaino.
I'm not certain about what is going on either, in terms of, you know, what procedures are supposed to be implemented. Yeah, sure, if something comes to you under your authority and you feel as if you do not have the understanding to execute whatever your responsibility is, then yeah, you seek legal advice. I think it's really the best approach to things. I do not know, you know, the course of seeking legal advice, but sometimes, you know, the legal advice can sometimes come from the court. I'm not sure if what happens at this point. In the United States, the courts, the judges are telling parties, we do not give opinions unless there's some kind of controversy that is brought to us. So I don't know if that same procedure or standard is applied in St. Kitts Nevis. What kind of legal advice is he looking for? What kind of legal advice is the governor looking for? Is he talking about legal advice or legal direction? How does the court interpret whatever provisions that there may be to interpret against the set of facts under which the issue is presented? There's a lot of outstanding questions to be asked rather than saying, oh, I need legal advice. I don't know what legal, what they're seeking legal advice on. Anyway, as far as the conduct of Mr. Amir's funeral services are concerned, and who gets invited and who didn't, I think the model could have easily come from the special sitting of the Nevis Island Assembly that was conducted a few weeks ago to pay tribute to Mr. Amri. All parties were invited. Everyone who was of substance was there. And it was very well conducted. Dr. Douglas was there. Dr. Kennedy Simmons was there. You know, the leader of the opposition was there. Mr. Parry was there. And everyone was invited to come and offer their tribute to this man who has been a large figure in Nevisian life, and I should say in Nevisian and the life of Nevisians and Kittishans alike. You know, I mean, you remember when we first heard of Vance Amory, that was long before he came and visited us over there in St. James. He was a grammar school student. He went to stay in Bathby High School and was making his runs in St. Kitts.
Yes.
And Dr. Kennedy Simmons, when he gave his tribute to Vance Amory, he said that he was supposed to be picked for a St. Kitts Nevis team against, was it Barbados? And he said that the first time he heard of the name Vance Amory was people were quarreling and saying, why they picked that old man there and gangster a chance. You don't understand that time Vance Amory was playing cricket for Bathby High School. You know, and we used to read the papers every week, seeing this young man making hundreds and 90s and 80s while he was a student at the Bathby Senior High School. So, you know, he is a large figure in terms of life in St. Kitts Nevis. So I think the Nevis Island Assembly organization of the tribute to him should have been a model for the conduct of the funerals with a few adjustments here and there it should not have been that difficult, because that was well done. Now, you expect that a state funeral of this of someone of this stature is going to take some time. So you're going to leave home and you're going to eat your lunch, because you know you're probably not going to get to see food again until 5 o'clock. So the thing is that I don't know what the logistics are. You know, we are as here in limbo as to what is going to happen next. When is the funeral going to start? We are getting, you know, mixed in time. My YouTube channel says it's scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. You know, I saw the earlier schedule I saw earlier today said that it was about to begin at 11:30 a.m. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And I can't say because, you know, the logistics of what's going on, we've got to get more of more facts as to what is the up and down, the delay, or you know, why is it that we are not getting the insured and direct information. And Ivor, by the way, you remember Charles Busso, right? Ivor.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and say goodbye.
You remember Charles Busso?
We went to New River School together, Charles Busso.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he died. He died earlier this week as well.
Yes, I heard that, and my condolences go out to him, and so says all of us here, Charles Busso. Yeah, one of the stars, one of Daddy B. Students, favorite student, I should say, Charles Busso. But we have Phil with us. Let's go ahead and entertain Phil. We haven't seen, heard of Phil in a while. And Phil, a lot of things has taken place because we're moving next door as of next week. Phil, you need to get a pen and paper and write this number down, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready. I have a new number for you, Phil.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Change and decay all are aphrodite. O thou who changest not, abide with me.
All right. Yes.
Give me the number, please.
Yes, it is 563.
563.
999.
3693.
That's 563-999-3693. Yes, that's the number you call.
Yes.
So we're moving next door.
I see.
We're moving next door. I'm gonna have cricket on the other show. Quickly. So we're just moving next door. But same format.
I see.
All right, so Lynn Cardinal is with us, and Murchis is standing by to say goodbye. That's the who is on here at this time. I don't know. I would want to say hi and hello to you as well. Cardinal and Leon.
Cardinal and Leon. And
yes,
what about Dennis from California?
No, he's still in his PJs. He's still in his PJs over there in California.
I see.
Yes.
Mm. He has a family to look after, I believe.
Yeah, well, you know, his career was behind us. So while we're moving up to 12 o'clock, he's just moving on to 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So he's in Southern California. Yeah, we're not on the same timeline.
Oh, yeah, right. It's only 6 in the morning, right?
6 at 9, 6
yeah,
and yes. 3, 9. Yes, exactly. Yeah. When we're 9, it's 6 for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Morning, Phil.
Morning, Miss Lynette. How are you?
Thanks for that nice name.
Huh? I'm not hearing you, Phil. Who's that?
I said, thanks for that nice name.
That nice name? I believe in spreading joy wherever I can.
Well, she is doing some gardening at this time. She has someone in her yard looking after some trees, taking out some trees. And water is involved because it's raining at the same time. So it's wood and water.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, in the land of
wood
and
water.
Yes. She's cutting, she's dealing with wood and water. So she's getting rid of some trees.
I see.
Yes.
So, how is Leon?
Yeah, Leon is the one who's speaking with you just now. Yes, Leon spoke with you. What are you doing? Probably know you're in love with Leon.
Phil, I owe you a call, but I have been very busy the past week and a half. So that's the crux of the matter. Before we go, Iva, I just wanted to make a little statement about your departure. So if it's appropriate now, I just want to take the opportunity to say, over the years, it has this the third show that has appeared on the Cricket Show has come to a new platform. The first one was Ellie Matt, Saturday morning show.
Ellie Matt.
Yeah, he had a show on the Saturday mornings, which is now taken over by Iva. And, of course, we had Connie Whitley. And Ellie Matt had to leave because of his illness, as well as Connie, who had the show Beyond the Boundary. And we miss Connie dearly. She has provided quite a bit of information about all the panelists, and she has written a number of poems, and you name it. Connie was always there to cheer. And we are grateful for those two shows. And now the entertainment show is going to be departing from us. Just want to take this opportunity to wish each and everyone well, and of course, and we have vouched that whatever we can do from the Cricket Show, we will be here to help. We are now going to be taking a pure Cricket Show platform, and we are now very much involved with the ICC, and we hopefully we are going to be much involved with the ICC, and our programming is kind of so we earmark for their listenership, and as a result of that, we have had to make some changes as well. So again, we wish the new show for Iva and the Caribbean Voices, Global Voices, we wish them well, and whatever we can do on our end, we will be glad. Of course, I'm available for anything that is needed, and of course, I don't know about anybody else. I think Dennis might have been too, but as far as I'm here, on behalf of the show, I'm just going to be pledging my wholehearted support and hope, wish them well. When one door opens, it means that it leaves, it has more space for more things to happen. And was glad that we were able to provide the platform to make sure that the show gets on the air, and you know it's going to be good, and our support is always going to be with here.
Well, I thank you, Leon, for your words. So it means that I won't be speaking on this program anymore, right?
Yes. I will be giving you the details, of course.
Right. No, I didn't hear you so well. Could you shout?
Leon, the new number. Well, he has the new number. Let him know what it's for. The old number, you can use it on Sundays. For the Sunday show.
On Sundays.
Yes, you have five, you use that one for the Saturday show. So do not discard the old number.
And we won't, and the cricket show won't be on Saturday, so you have no other place to go but to. No, the cricket show won't be on Saturday unless there is an emergency or something of great importance then. But the cricket show will go on as usual on Sunday, and our focus is going to be on cricket.
Cricket alone. Mainly, I see.
This will be versatile. We'll take every and anything when they need the right.
Joining us here for the State Federal Service.
Okay, Ivor.
Yeah.
The broadcast has started for Mr. Amri. I guess we can have some commentary.
Okay, so apparently it's at 11:30. That's the last thing I got seen through here. 11:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, well, we have all of 10 minutes to go. We'll close it up here, and then probably we'll just hop on over and pick it up from there and see what they have in store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless, well, I was going to say, doesn't make sense that we carry it here because it's over there. Yeah, well,
okay.
Folks, Mr. Amory Fell is the former premier of Nevis, former sport athlete, well-known throughout the Caribbean, but really, really, Nevis was a politician that is in late rest today. So that's what we were just speaking about.
Anniversary. Yeah, it is funeral.
It is funeral today. Yes.
Yeah, funeral. Yeah.
So, Phil, how have you been, though? I mean, we haven't heard.
Yes, much. I am doing well. You know, someone of you guys can help me. I want to teach theory of music to the whole world. You know, I'm a member now of the Music Teachers National Association.
Phil, please.
What?
I know your ambition.
Yeah.
But let's I know of your ambition. For years you have been telling me that.
But I have been in such a situation that I need to do it now. Now is the time.
Okay.
Well, let us see what we can do. You know, never say never. You never say never, so keep hope alive.
No. You have to speak something into existence, you know. If you keep saying you live to be 100 years old, you just might, you know. Somebody says, be careful what you wish, because it's going to happen.
That is true. What I'm saying, Leon, his involvement might not be the hands-on, but it might be from the theoretical part of it, or something that he can just be there, lead or whatever. So he can maybe orchestrate it somewhere along the line and get someone to maybe.
But this time around, Ivor, I'm going to hold him to it.
Last time
we went out and did some work for you, and it was fell on deaf ears. So this time I'm gonna hold you to it. This time, even if I have to come to Miami and do what I had to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're from here, folks. That Phil is interested in doing something that's a lifelong dream of his, that of course Liam knows all about. So that's what we can do here. Happy here to advertise it. You never know. All right. Daniel,
Cardinal. Is it Cardinal? Cardinal, I need to set up a website advertising the books I will use, and I don't know, is it possible for me to use my ordinary email address?
Well,
hello?
I guess that depends on what you plan to do. You probably need to
do business worldwide, you know. Because
You're going to set up a website, you probably first thing you need to do is to get somebody who's a website engineer or somebody of our need somebody who's familiar with what is called nowadays information technology. To have you set up your website to do whatever, advertise whatever you want to have done. You know, probably that's the place that you can start. And when you explain to them what you want done, they would set your website up accordingly, know, and let you know how people can view your information and how you can get information out to people. So the first thing that you probably need to do is to talk to someone who is, you know, has some familiarity with that area or that discipline. Okay?
I think as I'm a member of the Music Teachers National Association, I can speak to them about it. Because they have my name. They've recommended me for piano in the first place and theory of music in the second place. To teach those things. So I think I'll give them a call on Monday about setting up a website. you're putting me on the path to success, you know? You know, that's a great encouragement you give me there.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to close out here, and it's going to be the last of its kind here, so we need a little few minutes here to just let the folks know where they can meet us next week. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Finally, if you have all the information, you can start, and we'll get Lee and give a feel.
Let me just say, I think what the funeral for Mr. Amri is being filmed from the moment, because what they're showing now is body leaving the funeral home, actually, in Elliot's funeral home, you know, Blackie, and they're putting it into the hearse, maybe to head into Charlestown for the site of the service. So I guess they're going to show the whole thing. Right.
Okay.
Yes. It's been a wonderful journey, but part of it, you know, it's adjusted here. It does not end here. But we are now experiencing or advancing the last of our programs from the Cricket Show platform. As of next week, we're going to be broadcasting from the platform of Caribbean Global Voices. And the number the address would be blogtalkradio.com/ Caribbean Global Voices. The number is
563-996-93.
That's our new number. And as I say, it's on the site. If you want to get in touch with us by the World Wide Web, it's the blogtalkradio.com/ Caribbean Global Voices. And once again, the number is 563-999-3693. I'm sorry. So it's been fun. It's been a wonderful journey, and we continue that. It's not ended yet. We continue that next week, just at a new location. I've always been happy to be here offering my thoughts, and I'll be just as happy to be on the new platform sharing my Saturday morning with you. Same time, and hopefully we can bring you the same joy that we have brought you over the last few years. I'm going to be there. And I hope you will too. Until next week then, have a great week.
Okay. 20 seconds then, we have 60 seconds to go, and Mochis is standing by. Liam was having some noise in the back there. Liam, go ahead.
Okay. Just to say best wishes to the Caribbean Global Voices. And Phil, do I have to wake you up? I hope not, okay? Because you a new station, new number. You may want a number, so I'll be here to give you the number whenever you want. And be sure to make it your point of duty to come on. You have something to offer. And, you know, with your new project, it means that you got a new, have new voices hearing you for the first time, too, as well. So, gentlemen, good luck, and God bless you all. We will see you on the radio, according to Mr. McKenzie.
Okay, well, thank you. And, folks, it was indeed a pleasure. It was a good one on this platform, the Cricket Show. Like I say, we're just moving next door. Format remains the same, and until something else would have transpired, well, we want to wish the Cricket Show all the best. They're moving to cricket, and cricket, lovely cricket, that's my favorite sport. You can find them on every Sunday at 6:00 p.m. where the heavyweights would be on, talking cricket, and more cricket. Well, folks, that's where we're going to end our show this morning. Much is standing by to tell us where the show can meet tomorrow, the Cricket Show, and perhaps, unless I get this into our archives, I'm sure we can get it into the archives. I'll work with Leon for that, and get Murchis's voice to tell us where we can advertise for the Cricket Show on a Sunday. Well, with that, folks, we want to say ta-da, Murchis, send us home.
Well, I did enjoy the show this morning, and, you know, all the other mornings, Saturday morning, and we'll be tuning in tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening on the Sunday evening show, 6 to 9 p.m. So come on, tell your neighbor we are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. So on that note, I have bid you farewell, so long, until, not goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow.
That's the last word, folks. Well, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Ta-da. So long. Goodbye.